Good evening and welcome into a glorious victory edition of Locked On Patriots, a New Year's Eve glorious victory edition of Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield here in the big chair with you on New Year's Eve, December 31st, last night of 2017. And the Patriots, they go out in style. 26-6 win at home in frigid Foxborough. Patriots lock up the top overall seed in the AFC. Again, Mark Schofield here with you. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Schofield. Follow the work over at InsideThePylon.com, Bleacher Report, where I am the quarterback guy, the quarterback scout over there. Final end of season, end of year quarterback rankings drop this Tuesday. Also, check out LockedOnPatriots.com. Over the next week or so, I'm going to be counting down the 10 best plays on both sides of the ball. 5 offensive, 5 defenses, so the 10 best plays from the Patriots this year. We're going to start that on the offensive side of the ball. But first, we got to talk about how the New England Patriots locked up the number one overall seed over the Pittsburgh Steelers, who will come in as the number two seed. And they did it with a 20-point win over the New York Jets. We're going to have our great, our good, and our bad from this game. We'll start with the bad. There were a couple of things to point out. First, we'll start with the Jets just for a second here. And in a game like this, with not much to play for near the end, the fact that we just simply did not see Christian Hackenberg, I think, tells you everything you need to know about where Christian Hackenberg is as a quarterback right now. I was lucky enough to be on Play Like a Jet There podcast quickly when this game ended. And, you know, the question sort of becomes, what do the Jets do with both Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg? And the fact that in a game like this with Petty struggling, as we kind of thought he would, particularly on routes over the middle, the fact that Hackenberg couldn't get on the field tells you all you need to know about where he is as a quarterback. But enough with the Jets. Let's look at some Patriots stuff. Staying with some bad stuff. And first, Johnson Batamosi. You're not going to win any Oscars anytime soon. I'm referring, of course, to a play along the sideline when Johnson was on the sideline. Jets were on offense. Pass to Robbie Anderson along the boundary. Anderson cannot complete the catch in bounds. Angrily spikes the football, which bounces up and hits Johnson in the face mask, who then gives you the delayed flop. Not the best acting job. And I'm a pretty bad actor, so I know bad acting when I see it. We'll talk some more about Mr. Batamosi in a minute when we get to some of the good we saw today. But it wasn't the best acting job. Also, in terms of injuries, just a quick note. Landon Roberts was shown coming off the field at one point. We'll have to keep an eye out on that. Finally, the last bad thing we will talk about. The performance from Tom Brady, but more so the reaction to it. Now, Brady was 18 of 37 for 190 yards, a pair of touchdowns, average of 5.1 yards per attempt. Quarterback rated him 82. Not a great game from Tom Brady, but more so sort of the reaction to that in real time as people start to wonder, oh, he's coming off 5 straight games with an interception. Doesn't throw a pick today, but missed on some throws. And he did miss on some throws, to be sure. You know, but people start to overreact a bit. Let's sort of calm down here. Remember a couple of things. One, this game was played in not the greatest of conditions. Frigid game up in Foxborough. He's also playing without Chris Hogan, playing without Rex Burkhead. The Jets did a great job of containing Rob Gronkowski. Gronkowski did not have a target in the passing game. Was held without a catch. They were bracketing him with double coverage on almost every pass pattern. So they took Gronkowski away. Brady had to go to other guys. And we've seen that at times this year. We might see it again in the playoffs, depending on who the Patriots face. But other guys did step up. Brandon Cooks, 5 catches for 79 yards and a touchdown. Amendola, 4 receptions for 43. Deion Lewis, who we'll get to a lot more in a minute, 6 catches for 40 yards and a touchdown. Philip Dorsett, 3 catches for 26. Brady had to spread the ball all around a bit. Yes, there were some missed throws. There were some throws he underthrew. He had a vertical route to Brandon Cooks where he missed it. Cooks was open and along the left sideline. Pass was too far inside and broken up. He had Cooks on a mesh concept the second time they ran that in the end zone. They hit it for a touchdown earlier to Cooks. They came back to it later in the game. Brady had it wide open, and he missed that throw. So a shaky performance from Brady. The overreaction, just as bad, if not worse. I think, given the fact that this team finished at 13-3 with the number one overall seed that they locked down today, they get a chance to rest for a week. Then they can start looking ahead to whoever they play. That's still to be determined, of course. I think it's okay to sort of pump the brakes on the overreaction just a bit here. Would it have been great to see Tom Brady come in and throw for 417 yards and 4 touchdowns in a great first half performance and then sit the entire second half? Of course. But sometimes things don't work out that way. The Patriots got the win, and that was job one. So that was your bad. In a second, we'll get to the good and the great from this game on a New Year's Eve edition of Locked On Patriots. And before we do that, just a reminder, check out all the shows across the Locked On Podcast Network. Some great shows, Locked On Draft, Locked On Steelers, Locked On Eagles, Locked On Jaguars. You're probably going to want to listen to some of those shows, particularly on the AFC side as we get ready for playoff time. So do check those out. Also, in case you haven't missed it, we've got Locked On NBA shows. Locked On Celtics is a great show. You should check that out as well. Now let's talk about some of the good stuff we saw today. And I want to start with play design. There were 3 plays in particular that I loved from the New England Patriots today. First was, as I mentioned earlier, mesh concept. Air raid staple. The Pirate, Mike Leach, out of Washington State, loves to run it. I've read more than I should probably care to admit. I've read more from Mike Leach about that one play than I should care to admit, but he coaches it up very well. Great design. We've got 2 crossing routes, 2 shallow crossing routes, 1 from each side of the field. You could do a lot of cool stuff on the outside with it as well. But at its core, it's those 2 crossing routes. And the Patriots ran it twice in the red zone today. First time they ran it, Danny Amendola from the right side crossing over the middle and Brandon Cooks from the left. What it does is it creates traffic when you get man-covered situations. You might see what we saw in the first example, both defensive backs colliding. Both Cooks and Amendola were open. Brady took the throw to Cooks for a touchdown. Again, they came back to it later in the game. Cooks was open, this time crossing from right to left. Brady just missed the throw, led Brandon Cooks too far. But I loved seeing that mesh concept. They had great execution on it the first time. They missed it on the second, but still, like seeing mesh concept. Another play I loved seeing from them today. That sprint right throw to Deion Lewis in the right flat for Brady's other touchdown pass. That was a beautiful design, and this is a nice example of how the NFL is a copycat league. Because this is similar to something that Sean McVay ran a couple of weeks ago against the Seattle Seahawks up in Seattle in a game that the Rams won big. Todd Gurley running the quick flat route out of the backfield. It's a man coverage situation. You've got Bobby Alexander, who is dealing with a hamstring injury. What do you want to do to create traffic for him? You run tosser, 2 slant routes right over the middle. That creates a little bit of traffic. Linebacker Bobby Wagner has a tough time fighting through it. Todd Gurley wide open in the right flat for a touchdown. This was very similar. Patriots run that tosser with 2 slants from the outside. Deion Lewis to the flat. This time they just sprint Brady out a bit, make it a little bit of an easier throw. But those 2 slant routes create a ton of traffic. And it's tough for man coverage to fight through that. Lewis wide open, dances into the end zone for 6. Loved that play design as well. And one more play that I loved. This was a 3rd down play in the 3rd quarter. Patriots had Brandon Bolden in the backfield next to Brady, who was in the shotgun. Bolden to the left of the quarterback. They have Amendola motioning around, and then they shift him back into the backfield right before the snap, and they show a fake handoff to Amendola coming from right to left, and then they swing Brandon Bolden out towards the right sideline. So you have the fake handoff, and then a little swing screen route to Bolden with a blocker in front of him. Picks up 4 yards, touch pass from Brady. I loved the design of that play. Another little wrinkle that we haven't seen a lot of this year. So those were some wrinkles that the Patriots haven't run a ton of. And you got to think that they're showing, whether it's Jacksonville, whether it's the Chiefs, whomever they're going to end up playing in the divisional round. Now there's a little bit more that they have to game plan for, particularly down in the red zone, like we saw in Mesh or that flat route to Deion Lewis for a touchdown. Or in third downs when you get to wonder about that little swing screen with that fake inside handoff. I liked seeing both of those. Other good stuff we saw. Matt Patricia, the troll in chief. And here's what I mean by that. Patriots signed James Harrison. So all the talk, oh, they're going to use him as a situational pass rusher. He's just going to come in, he's going to give you 10, 15 pass rushing type plays a game. Why did he get cut from Pittsburgh? Well, number of reasons, but with respect to on the field, Pittsburgh loves to spot drop their linebackers, drop them into coverage, drop guys like TJ Watt and Bud Dupree into coverage, but Harrison can't do that much anymore, so we're not going to see him do that. He's going to be a pass rusher. Well, Matt, what did Matt Patricia do with James Harrison a lot today, particularly on his first snap as a Patriot? Drop him into coverage. Did it a couple of times today, and he had one incredible tackle on a shallow crossing route to Robbie Anderson on a third down. He drops into zone coverage, recognizes it, breaks forward on it, chops Anderson down, forces a punt. So Matt Patricia, the troll in chief, but to Harrison's credit, he executed in that phase, and then late in the game, what did we see from him? Situational pass rushing. He had a strip sack of Bryce Petty. Jets were able to recover that, but on the very next play, he got to Petty again. So two straight great pass rushing plays from James Harrison, contributing right away as a Patriot. And given some of how things ended in Pittsburgh, you like to see him contributing right away. Good job all around there. Finally, I mentioned special teams. Johnson Batamosi, he had a nice play on punt coverage. I dinged him for the flop, but I got to give him credit here. Had a great play in pass coverage and on punt coverage, where he whiffed initially, stayed with the play, made the tackle from behind. Also, Ryan Allen, Matthew Slater, again, in the fourth quarter, two big punt plays where they pin the Jets deep. The second time they do it, it results in a safety on the ensuing possession from the New York Jets, where Bryce Petty is slow on a dual slant flat concept, starts to flush to the right. Eric Lee brings him down. That safety set up by great punt coverage. There's your good, for the Patriots' 20-point victory over the New York Jets to lock down the number one overall seed. Up next, the great from today's game, as well as some game balls. That's ahead with me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back talking now about the great stuff we saw from New England's 26-6 victory over the New York Jets. And the place to start, I believe, is Deion Lewis. We've been talking a lot about Lewis this year, who has really sort of stepped up to be New England's featured back, particularly here in the stretch drive. And Lewis with a season high, 26 carries, 93 yards and a touchdown, running the football for the New England Patriots today. But let's not sell short his job as a receiver as well. 6 catches for 40 yards and a touchdown, which we talked about as a receiver. And that makes it 2 straight games with both a rushing and a receiving touchdown for Deion Lewis. The first time that was done by a Patriot since 1964. And Larry Gannon. Tremendous effort from Deion Lewis today. And what really blew my mind, I'll say this, is the Le'Veon Bell type game we saw from Deion Lewis. The patience as a runner. One play in particular, a run to the left side where he really sort of slowed things down and waited and just picked his spot, waiting for Dwayne Allen's block to get set up. The block comes from Allen from the right to the left, creates just enough of a crease. So by showing his patience, waiting for that block, picking his spot, he's able to then burst upfield for a big gain. Lewis looked incredible today, and he was running strong too. And on that play in question, not only do we see the patience, but then when he bursts upfield, he runs over a defender in the open field. Remember when we had Nora Princiotti on? He's a tough runner. That's what she talked about. And we saw it again today. So great job from Deion Lewis. Also, the defense. This was a great defensive effort today from the New England Patriots. And just because they're playing against a backup quarterback, just because they're playing against the New York Jets, who finished the season at 5-11, doesn't mean that you can really take away the job from what the defense did today. Let's start with this. 0-12. That was the New York Jets on third downs today. When you hand a bagel on an opposition offense on third down, you're doing a great job as a defense. We talked about the safety as well, set in motion by the special teams play from Ryan Allen and Matthew Slater. But it was a great job from the Patriots defense as a whole. Jets, 19 rushing attempts for 40 yards, only 2.1 yards per carry. Talked a little bit about it coming into this week. Jets were starting to get that ground game going. Patriots defense shut them down. And some guys that stood out on the defensive side of the ball. We mentioned Eric Lee. He stood out, obviously, with the safety. You know, Malcolm Brown, another big day from him. The Flowers brothers. Trey Flowers, Marquise Flowers. You know, big days from both of those guys. I'm going to go through some plays in a minute. Patrick Chun had a big play, a couple of big plays in this game. Lawrence Guy as well. You know, guys were setting the tone up front, and it started early. It started on the Jets' opening drive. You know, there's a first and 15 play. Brown and Guy in on a stop on a first and 15 for a short gain. Next play, it's a zone read type play. Guy, now Trey Flowers, get in on the stop, hold it for a no gain. And then on third and 14, cover two look. Petty's forced to check it down. Devin McCourty's right there immediately for the stop. You know, other plays that stood out from these guys on the defensive side of the ball. Jets' second drive. Malcolm Brown, this was a great play. Oh, excuse me, it was Lawrence Guy. He beats the reach block attempt from the right guard on a first and 10, drags down the running back for a loss of 8 yards. Again, a third and long, a cover two look, designed swing route. It's Marquise Flowers in perfect position to take away the swing route, holds them to a field goal try. Jets' third drive, toss play. Marquise Flowers, again, does a great job setting the edge. It's held for a loss of one. Jets' fourth drive, Malcolm Brown, first and 10, stop. 1 yard stop, 1 yard loss, stop on a run and play to start that drive. And then on third down, pressure from Trey Flowers forces a check down and an incompletion and a punt. Jets' fifth drive, third and 11, sack from Marquise Flowers. Great job by the defense there. Patriots had just scored a touchdown to take the 14-3 lead. Patriots force a punt, coming back with a three and out. Marquise Flowers with a sack. New England gets the ball back with good field position right before the two-minute warning. And they go down the field and score. Great job there by the defense. We mentioned this play earlier in the second half. You know, James Harrison dropping into coverage on third and five. Reads and explodes on the crossing concept. It was a mesh concept play. Makes the tackle, forces a punt. You know, those were some of the plays that really stood out defensively. Want to make sure I get them all. You know, Stephon Gilmore had good coverage on a slant route to Jermaine Kearse on a third and nine. Forced a field goal try late in the game. Just a very good to great, I'd say great, effort from the defense today. And just because it came against Bryce Petty, just because it came against the Jets, I don't think we should take anything away from it. And maybe you have questions about Tom Brady and the offense right now. But I think the defense over the, you know, the second half of the season has really sort of stepped up their game, and it was another nice performance from them. So great job by the defense. Finally, last great thing on the day, the Patriots fans. I mean, it was frigid. 11 degrees. But the Patriots fans stuck through it. Great effort from them. And that's, look, it was 11 degrees. That's how many passing first downs the Jets had today. Jets had 14 first downs total. It was 11 degrees there. But the Patriots fans, they were there. They stayed through it. You know, hats off to them. And we're going to do some game balls, and that's where we'll start. Patriots fans, it's going to be expensive, but game balls for all 96,000 of you. Actually, let's check the attendance here. $65,878. A frigid New Year's Eve. 96% capacity. So just great job to the Patriots. So that's a lot of game balls. I don't know if the expense account is going to cover it, but we'll do what we can. A lot of game balls to award Patriots fans for sticking through this one. Also, Deion Lewis, for his effort today, gets a game ball. And finally, Matt Patricia and the entire New England Patriots defense. Just a great job by them. And that, folks, that will do it for this calendar year of the Locked On Patriots podcast. It has been just a joy coming here 5 days a week. As I've said, there are a ton of Patriots podcasts. There are some things that I think set this one apart. One, all the listeners, you guys are great. Two, the fact that we do it 5 days a week, giving you a daily dose of Patriots information as well as covering some of the other stuff in the league. But it's a blast to do this show. I hope you enjoy it and enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy doing it. It's just a joy to do this every single day, each week. I hope wherever you're listening to this, you're getting ready for a safe, safe New Year's Eve. I hope you have a blast. Don't forget to hydrate. I will be back at some point during the day tomorrow. Sort of a year-end type show, recap show. Do some Black Monday stuff as well. Until then, have a safe, happy, and wonderful New Year's Eve, and I will see you in 2018. Thank you to each and every one of you for listening. To me, Mark Schofield, and Locked On Patriots.